form. Let's say you did own a hot dog stand down in San Diego, and I, as a legislator, went down and just verbalized the potential that they could put that hot dog stand up on a corner of a piece of property that I own someplace, and just verbalizing it, the overture was their terminology, yeah, makes a conflict of interest, and I don't think that was right.
I think that if you just stop and think for a minute, respective to what the Attorney General says, his legislation is fashioned for regular state employees and not for people who are part-time employees or part-time legislators. The primary source of income of a state employee is his work for the state, and if he is going to get a high-paying job or a big job in the administration, then he understands that, and he can make accordingly. But the way you come down for 90, 120 days, make their own thing for them, for their own people, and we'll make ours for ours.
Okay, Mike, that's a good point, and I'm glad you brought that up. And we can do that. We have two bills here that are just for the legislature, and that's Senator Fisher's and Senator Josephson's. What I've done is made one for everybody. Well, I've classified it those folks who already now have to disclose with APOC, the non-exempt, or the exempts, the legislature, commissioners, boards, and commission members. That's it. That group of folks that now discloses. But let's go through this and see what you think. And cut and paste and scratch and do whatever. The first is legislative findings, that we all want to be upstanding, and we realize that impression upon the public is important and that kind of thing. The key parts here is what this bill does is prescribe standards of conduct for state legislators, public officials, and other exempt employees of the state.
Now, does that mean local elected officials?
If they, what I was trying to do, and let me ask the committee this, is everybody who has to disclose now with APOC, and I didn't know exactly how to write that, but that would be local elected officials on the municipal level. But what I did is I excluded municipal employees from here. I just felt like that was too complicated.
Well, that should be a function of the municipal governing body.
I would think so.
If they want to extend this to their employees, they should do it.
What is the, how would the committee think that would be worded to get, just state that, those people who are currently, as of this date, having to register at APOC, or spell that out?
Well, Madam Chairman, public official says it to me, but.
Okay.
And I can't imagine that it wouldn't say it to anyone reading this.
Well.
Please, this is important.
There's public officials who, a lot of, maybe it's dependent on the definition of public officials, but there are a lot of people that don't file APOC statements that perhaps, you know, want to sell goods and services and one thing or another to the state, maybe on the side. Well, I don't know, maybe not.
Make their own thing for their own people and
then educate the citizens of the state on ethics and the legislature.
Mike, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
And we can do that. We have two bills here that are just for the legislature.
You're going through your section by section, or you just leave them through it?
No, what I've done is made
some
for everybody. Well, I classified it those folks who already now have to disclose with APOC.
It appears to me.
The non-exempt, or the exempts, the legislature, the commissioners,
Public officials must avoid conduct that violates the trust of people.
That's it, that group of folks that now disclose.
And then you go on to say, or creates a justifiable pressure on the public and public trust and value. I think that's too.
Legislative findings that we all want to be upstanding and we realize that impression upon the public is important and that kind of thing.
Trust the people at place.
The key parts here is
justifiable impression among the public that the public trust is being violated.
Public officials and other exempt employees of the state.
Does that mean?
I don't see it.
If they, what I was trying to do, and let me ask the committee this, everybody who asked to disclose now was APOC. And I didn't know exactly how to write that, but that would be local elected officials on the municipal level. What I did is I excluded municipal employees from here. I just felt like that was too complicated.
Are you in fact using your public office for personal gain rather than just doesn't appear somebody out there that you might, they want to extend this to their employees?
Isn't the, what we're really trying to get at, actual use of that office?
How would the committee think that would be worded to get, to state that those people who are currently as of this date, having to register.
Then there wouldn't be anything going on with Governor Sheffield.
Madam Chair, public officials.
Because he didn't violate.
And I can't imagine what he said.
And yet it appeared to me. That's what all the garbage is going by.
It didn't appear to me.
Huh?
Didn't appear to me.
Please.
Of course, you're not the average public, you're more into the, to the running of the legislature and the administration, you know that. You know what's going on as much as anybody else does.
There are a lot of people that.
But the average guy in the street thinks something terrible happened.
That perhaps want to sell.
And I certainly don't think a person should, can, could, should do those things. Even though it's justifiable, even though it's proper, I don't think they should, I think they should avoid those kind of things at all costs.
I don't know how they're going to do that, that would be up to the commission, we can scratch that.
Now, we talk about if they should not be illegal.
Well, you're going through your section by section.
What should be illegal and barred is actual reality of your finding your office, not simply the appearance.
Horrific, I mean.
No, I understand that, but I, I'm just saying what I think.
Officials must avoid conduct that violates.
I don't want to appear to be doing anything.
The AG, in his opinion, and NCSL said that appearance was as important as actually violating.
Insensitive, and I don't think it says it's great enough, and I think that I would like to say, public officials must avoid conduct that appears to violate trust and people at place and then creates a justifiable impression among the public.
Or Condon, the previous AG, we have two AGs that.
I'm not certain. I don't see it. You know, appearances are very deceiving things. What appears to be a conflict of interest or to one person is
okay,
not.
Okay, if you want to change the, if you want to change one word here, to public officials,
I get
says
nervous.
Public
I mean,
officials must avoid conduct, should
you,
avoid conduct.
As opposed to one of my
children back home. Here it is, but they must avoid even the appearance that they have engaged in self-dealing or attempts to influence official decision-making for their private advantage. Where there is fact or appearance of impropriety, the courts will declare the contract, transaction, or decision void unless the statute permits the action in question.
The case, then there wouldn't be anything.
This is common law interpretation by the courts that an appearance, just an appearance deemed guilty, is yours as guilty as if you've done it.
That's what all the garbage is going by.
It didn't appear to me, because I don't believe it in the eyes of a.
Well, of course, you're not the average public. You're more into the, you can into the running of not the appear to be in your own administration. You know that. You
what's
know
the will of the committee on this? I appear.
But the average guy in the street thinks something terrible happened.
I can't wait to blame the street. That's current both beds right now. Appearance is being actually.
And I certainly
so
don't think
like
a person should,
in there?
Could,
what's
should
the
do
right
those
now?
Things.
Well, you've got both.
Even though it's justifiable, even though it's proper, I don't think they should. I think they should avoid those kind of things at all costs.
But appearance is
you can't appear to misuse it.
Should not be illegal.
Creates a justifiable impression.
What should be
illegal
and barred is the actual reality.
Why don't we start talking plain language so people that sit around and
can't avoid all.
No, I understand that, but
the biggest complaint that I hear from my constituents
saying what
I
don't know what the law says. What do you think?
I don't want even to
appear to. I don't know either.
His opinion
is
replacing
the word NCSL said that appearance
is important.
No, moves one way or the other.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I thought you were saying not that
the public's perception. And I would agree with the senator from Juneau that appearance that was as important and it's right here. So it's 2-2 and let's go on to the next or Condon's, the previous AGs. We have two AGs that
it's actually 3-1 or 4-1.
It's 4-1. We need two different recycles from our side.
If you want to change the wording, it's...
My point is, there's a considerable difference.
Says public officials must avoid conduct, and should avoid conduct.
And the actual reality itself.
Here it is, but they must avoid even the appearance that they have engaged in self-dealing or attempts to influence official decision-making for their private advantage. Where there is fact or appearance of impropriety, the courts will declare the contract, transaction, or decision void.
The second half of that...
The statute permits the action in question.
This is the point, again...
This is common law interpretation by the courts, that in appearance, just as an appearance deemed guilty, is yours guilty as it is done.
Governmental process reflects the will of the people, and that each public official considers and makes decisions affecting the public according to the best interests of the public.
Not appear to be using your...
What we're saying in truth is that we should take and enforce the majority opinion at all times. I have no quarrel with that, but how many legislators do, and how many don't have a quirk, don't have something that they do not believe in, that is in an obvious minority. And they'll go up and vote the obvious minority position just because they feel that. Well, then they aren't, then it would be a violation of this right here.
You can't misuse it, and you can't appear to misuse it.
Are you suggesting that we eliminate
that? I'm not suggesting anything. I'm justifiable expression. Trying to get something that makes sense. Why don't we start talking through all the convolutions and sit around? The public really doesn't care, because the biggest complaint that I hear from my constituents is, I don't know what the law says. What do you think it says? And I look at it and say, I don't know more so than we are.
Are there any other comments on what he's doing? He's replacing the word appearance for justifiable.
Well, I thought, you know, we could go in order and say...
No, move it one way or the other.
I thought you were taking out that to conduct the guidelines.
Okay, and I would agree with Senator Juneau that appearance is important, and we need to have that term in there. So it's 2-2, and let's go on to the next...
Well, do you understand what I'm saying? It's obvious, and how many of us, and I don't know, do you want to constrain yourself to not being able to vote to minority opinion now? If you do, and...
Madam Chairman, I just want to say that I'm sure that you could arrange the wording in those few sentences so that having to always vote for the majority, at least for the majority of people, ends to be able to do what's required, but it always...
In other words, what we're saying in truth is that we should take and enforce the majority opinion at all times. I mean, we might as well start refining this stuff. How many legislators do, and how many don't have a quirk, don't have something that they do not believe in, that is in the obvious minority. And they'll go up and vote the obvious minority position just because they feel that. Well, then they aren't. Then there would be a violation of this right here.
Houses and units. You could amend the resolution that we initially passed.
Are you suggesting that we eliminate...
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just suggesting the futility of the whole thing.
My dear colleague from Juneau, I have learned how difficult it is to get a current resolution passed.
We go through all the convolutions, and it's going to be... The public really doesn't care, because sooner or later somebody's going to make a mistake
again, and then
all of us are going to be crooks or bad guys again.
We are looking at that last sentence. Are there any other comments on faith and confidence in the governmental process reflects the will of the people according to the best interests of the public? Is that what you want to say?
I don't believe that there should be any problem. The Alaska State Ethics Commission
reflects the will of the public according to the best interests of the public.
I don't make any sense at all to me.
Is that...
We need to
then
make that determination.
Well, if you understand what I'm saying, it's obvious. And how many of us, and I don't know, do you want to constrain yourself to not being able to vote
right
to minority opinion now and then? If you do, then
okay, I'm
okay.
Madam Chairman, I'd just like to say that I'm sure that you could arrange the wording in those few sentences so that
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. I must consider making decisions affecting the public order that's located. I can't take the minority opinion. So then we all have.
And I think that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah, it had to do with majority or minority, right.
We're just doing conceptual stuff now, right?
That's right.
Not looking for exact wording.
I repeat to the committee, absolutely no pride of authorship here except maybe saying, just wait, if you want to go to the ID, I don't care what we do.
I gotta see who does it, in case I want to.
Get something that we can get in regular language.
Minor problem, but this.
Okay, it is. Page nine.
I don't approve of it at all.
Very good. Verb missing.
Completely asshole.
Yeah, we might as well start refining.
I don't know where we got this idea.
Because with the time constraints, you're always gonna find out.
No, we didn't.
Of course, I might remark to the.
We didn't officially.
I might remark to the chairman.
If we have, we can do Josephson's or Fisher's, but that still leaves our mandate of commissioners and other public officials out there that the AG would like something done about.
Let the AG do what he wants to do with his people, and let us do what we're supposed to do with ours.
How do we mesh them?
Who cares? Let them set up their own organization. What are we supposed to be, their keepers?
Current resolution passed. I think the public would be better served if there was one.
We just passed one today.
That looked over all public.
Had something to do with something strange. Well, that's true of you.
Okay, well.
We are looking at that last sentence, in order to strengthen faith and confidence that the governmental process reflects the will of the people according to the best interests of the public.
They can set up the ethics machinery any way they want. As long as we set up, if they want to come into ours and put theirs into ours, all I have to do is write the legislation to put them into ours.
This is basically doing that. This is.
I am not interested in them doing it, in us doing it.
Because this bill puts the Alaska State Ethics Commission to cover all people that right now has to disclose to APOC.
Okay, I'm in favor.
You can't have the same type of.
Before you don't like it, why don't you see how it's made up?
The whole idea is different.
I'm not even interested in it.
You got part-time citizen legislators.
Give it up.
Wait a minute now. All they have is jobs 12 months a year, 8 to 9 to 5, or whatever it is.
I can't take the minority.
They're dedicated, so then we all have responsibility is directly.
The Ethics Commission will prescribe standards of conduct.
So they shouldn't have any other outside contracts. They can get out of the business, because they're getting a salary, getting 60, 70, $1,000 a month.
Oh, it's in the bottom.
Or a year's salary. They have enough to make. A citizen legislator can't be, have the same constraints as they do. There's no way possible it'll work.
Okay, it is. Page nine.
If you want to make this something, if you're just gonna make a hodgepodge, completely junk it, just to satisfy the whim, or try to make people believe that you're doing something for them when you're not. I would just assume get off the committee and put somebody else on here.
And we didn't officially.
And fill in better with you.
If we have, we can do Josephson's or Fisher's, but that still leaves our mandate of.
Well, I think commissioners and other public officials out there, that the AG would like something done about.
Let the AG do what he wants to do with his people, and let us do what we're supposed to do with ours.
Not to mention.
As a commission.
No, of course not.
Who cares? Let's have the vote and we'll find out the organization. What are we supposed to be, their keepers?
I don't think it's being fair, just because something is not going exactly your way, and for you to threaten to get over all.
That isn't the way I'm doing it. I don't have the time, Madam Chairman, to fool around with this stuff. If you're gonna do something, let's get it done. If you're not, do it without me.
Well, I think we are trying to do something.
They can set up the ethics machinery any way they want. As long as we set it up, if they want to come into ours and put theirs into ours, all I have to do is write the legislation to put them into ours.
This is basically doing that. This is ours.
I'm not interested in them doing it, and us doing it. Of course, I'm just one member, but I think it's absolutely asinine for us to try to write stuff for them.
And I would just like to agree with.
You can't have the same type of, you have entirely different backgrounds. The whole idea is different. You got part-time citizen legislators who have other jobs.
We have two bills.
All they have is jobs 12 months a year, 8 to 9 to 5, or whatever it is.
We have two bills.
They're dedicated, and their responsibility is directly to the administration. So they shouldn't have any other outside contracts. They can get out of the business, because they're getting a salary. They're getting $60,000, $70,000 a month, or a year's salary. They have enough to make it on. A citizen legislator can't be, have the same constraints as they do. There's no way possible it'll work.
And it looked pretty good. He brought in a lot of outsiders. throwing it in, but it doesn't, God, I don't have, I will go with the will of the committee, yes.
If you want to make this something, if you're just going to make a hodgepodge of junk that just to satisfy the whim or try to make people believe that you're doing something for them when you're not, I would just as soon get off the committee and put somebody else on here. It'll fill in better with you, because I will not tolerate that kind of action that I'm a party to and I won't be a party.
Well, I think, Senator, you should just give it a chance and look over it. There's no problem with changing at all, absolutely none. Filling the total mandate.
Did we have a vote on the Alaska Ethics Commission?
No, of course not. It's up to the discussion.
Let's have the vote and we'll find out whether I want to continue on the committee or not.
I think, I don't think it's being fair, just because something is not going exactly your way, for you to threaten to get off the committee.
That isn't the way I'm doing it. I don't have the time, Madam Chairman, to fool around with this stuff. If you're going to do something, let's get it done. If you're not, do it without me.
Well, I think we are trying to do something.
Could we have a vote on the commission and see whether I'm going to stay on the committee or not?
Madam Chairman, I don't know what your plan is for today's meeting, but I thought it was a workup. And my concern is that the co-chair of the municipal town is here tonight. I prefer that not take lofty votes that might determine future legislation or whether or not one of the members may leave this one. It's not here. And I would just like to agree with
It is very important that we not hear follow the same something rules. Just to give it to them and really not.
The only difference between would be that it would be
we have two bills.
We have one house member missing today.
All of the rules and regulations and hoops and everything else that are in the bill.
We have two bills that say specifically on the legislature. And that's Josephson's initiative. And if that's the will of the committee, then that's fine. Absolutely no problem at all. But the AG is going back over the AG's opinion and going back over O'Connor's opinion, stated that something needs to be done for everybody. That's the only reason to do this out. This is basically Senator Josephson's legislative ethics commission, and it looked pretty good. He brought in a lot of outsiders throwing it in, but it doesn't. God, I don't have, I will go with the will of the committee, yes.
So there is going to have to be a good standard if you're kind of keep moving. You have one group of public officials and the public does not want to be full-time and they are expected to make a living outside of the their public office.
Here right now, there's two
other groups that are full-time public officials are not expected to be making a living outside. There's got to be a different standard. There's got to be a...
Or you could do it the other way, and that is a legislator's
You've got to have a tighter standard for those that are being paid full-time.
Or if there's actually
receiving salaries
Legislature's only a
full-time occupation, that's what we would say.
I agree with that. One thing we could do, I'm not sure it's a good idea. I think this bill could, in a sense, look at it, but two different systems, two different ethics commissions, either a single ethics commission, public commission, and one for elected officials. Or it could also exist with a legislative ethics commission for the legislators.
He made a different commission.
The one for the public legislators or appointed officials.
Appointed officials.
I'm sure there are exceptions. I'm sure that the two are treated differently in some areas where they needed to be.
It probably shouldn't even include somebody from the municipality.
I don't think we need government to make the decision right now in this instance whether we want to have this ethics commission or not.
We could just one concerning an ethics commission of some kind or another.
And it might be one body or a house.
Would have to have its own in two bodies,
but in all of these would have the ethics commission follow the same rules.
The only difference between which bees it now would be the appointee would have considered authority,
but all of the rules and regulations and hoops and everything else that are in the bill would make it apply to all commission officials, whether they're appointed or legislated.
I've never been able to get off of this peak, and that's why we have to make a decision eventually, because we're never basically agreed on everything. We can argue about a word here, a word there, or this group or that. Basically, we're in agreement with everything in here, except for the end.
By the salary level that they receive, and the salary level the public wants to keep, I might add, because the last time the legislature increased their salary was turned back in a referendum or the time before last year. So there is going to have to be a different standard. If you have one group of public officials who the public does not want to be full-time, then they are expected to make a living outside of their public office. The other group, the full-time public officials, are not expected to be making a living outside. There's got to be a different standard. There's got to be
the wording.
You've got to have a tighter standard for sure that being paid full time, but receiving salaries come out of a full time occupation as opposed to those who don't.
I would just like to say
I agree with that.
We're losing sight of the fact that number one, this is only.
I think this bill is probably just.
Only advisory. We're not empowering them to set fines, save some of the law, nothing else. They can only advise and then.
Or it could also exist with legislative.
Then that House has to decide based on that where to go. And to sit here and say that we may consider a ethics commission in the House made up of House people, either Democrats or Republican, and Speaker can appoint them. The same in the Senate and expect the people to buy off on that. We might just follow.
We can just assume that there's going to be an ethics commission of some kind or another. And it might be one body or it might be.
The thing that you just need to keep in mind is that these people are only going to advise.
The ethics commission for legislatures is whether we decide.
And only if the respective houses refuse to take action, any action, at a specific time, will make those allegations. That, and the allegations made by the commission that something truly has happened here that's unethical.
I've never been able to get off of this.
Public, so, you know, I know that there's some concern for people that have been in the legislature a long time.
Because we're never not, we've basically agreed on everything. We can argue about a word here, a word there, or this group or that group.
But let me tell you, from people who've been on the outside watching, except for the entity here.
And I think that's.
There is a real perception.
One of the problems I wanted to kind of raise.
We need to clean house. And if establishing a commission that can only advise us will help do that.
Page 9 is when the Constitution was established specifically that the.
Madam Chair, we're going to treat you more than that in establishing that it can only be conflict of interest law.
Judged by the members of the court.
At least that's what we're attempting.
That's why.
We're getting hung up on.
We're not talking about a person that violates conflict of interest laws and gets convicted in a court of law. The legislature has established not more than 2 years ago that we're prepared to.
I'm not sure that's right.
Major, and I would remind you that the Senate did feel that you should check it out. Okay, we're talking about.
I would just like to say that
what's allowable.
We're losing sight of the fact.
Public officials, and who's going to be able to make the determination what's allowable to public officials?
Only advisory. We're not empowering them to set fines.
Public hearing. So when you go in front of the ethics.
Nothing else. They can only advise and then.
Full view of the press and the public.
No, everything is confidential.
Then that House has to tell based on that where to go. And to sit here and say, send them away to the.
Well, all right, I'm going to fight that position.
Ethics Commission in the House made up of House people, either Democrats or Republican, and Speaker can appoint them. The same in the Senate and expect the people to buy off on that.
If the public doesn't know what input gone in, what input has been rendered, and the judge has rendered on the input that's gone in, then you really run into trouble.
And the thing that you just need to.
Everything is open to the public once a finding has been made. All the evidence, all the proceedings, everything is open once a finding, but until the finding.
Only if the respective houses refuse, and that's why we must have faith in the commission.
But Barbara, you know, what we're talking about here is the makeup of the legislative branch of government that decades to come. We're not talking about just you and me and Senator Bates. We're talking about the makeup of the legislature for decades to come.
You know, I know that there's some concern from people that have been in the legislature. A citizenry
of Alaska that are going to be able to serve and who's not going to be able to serve because of particular private interest. You know, are we allowing fishermen?
From people who've been on the outside watching.
In order to survive out there, I've got to have a state loan of one kind or
another. There is a real perception.
Are we going to allow real estate agents to serve? Are we going to allow doctors and dentists to serve? These people all represent huge portions of the Alaska economy and bring experience in the legislature that the legislature needs to make decisions to serve.
Well, except that's what's
Madam Chair, we're doing a great deal more than that. That's what's establishing is the types of people that are going to be able to serve in the legislature.
That's what we're attempting to do.
Okay, now what we're not talking about a person that violates
attempting to
laws and gets
whitewashed in
the
area of law.
Each one of us,
the legislature has established
down the road
not more than 2 years ago.
And frankly, it's a deal with an issue of that major, and I would remind you that the Senate did deal with that issue 2 years ago. Okay, we're talking about the appearances and what's allowable to public officials and who's going to be able to make the determination what's liable to public official.
Well, it depends. Unless this is a public hearing.
Incorrect.
You go in front of an election commission member of, you know, you're obviously going to serve the legislature and continue to support the ground.
No, everything is confidential.
And you can sit right here and listen.
Until that they actually make charges.
To doctors and dentists.
Well, at some point, the lawyers.
Well, all right, I'm going to fight that. So who have you got left up? At some point, you've got stuff that's going to be done public. Otherwise, they're barred.
There you lose your.
Might be able to.
Get
retired folks who don't have any trust in the public. If it's not a public process, if the public doesn't know what input has gone in, what input has been rendered, and the judgment rendered on the input that's gone in, then you really run into trouble.
Senator, everything is open to the public once a finding is made. All the proof, all the evidence, all the receipts, everything is open once a finding, but until the finding is made, it's confidential.
Because that's something that has to keep in mind as.
And that's why we must have the art.
But Barbara, you know, what we're talking about here is the makeup of the legislative branch of government for decades to come. We're not talking about just you and me.
I'm page two.
Senator Fakes. We're talking about the makeup of the legislature for decades to come. And what kinds of people in the.
This is rough.
Citizenry of Alaska are going to be able to serve, and who's not going to be able to serve because of particular private interest. Are we allowing fishermen? Fishermen, in order to survive out there, have got to have a state loan of one kind or another for the most part. Are we going to allow real estate agents to serve? Are we going to allow doctors and dentists to serve? These people all represent huge portions of the Alaskan Congress, bringing experience in the legislature that the legislature needs to make decisions.
Are you on page two?
So that's what's it.
Oh, no, you're up there.
That's what's important, provisions of law. How are they, the types of people that are going to be able to serve in the legislature?
Well, they can't. Just render advisory opinions.
So it's more than just, attempting to whitewash an area or attempting to protect each one of us. You know, we've got to look down the road.
And
frankly, it's a very difficult test.
Therefore,
Senator Kelly, I
would think the word advisory opinion has to be in there.
That you may lose some, but you'll
gain some. It's up to the AG to enforce.
Once respect is brought back to this government.
Yeah, Madam Chair,
I believe the way we first envisioned this.
Well, it depends. Unless this is done correctly, you're going to lose a number of occupations that cannot serve in the legislature and continue to support their families.
We need to put that in here.
And you can sit right here and listen. Starting from fishermen to businessmen to doctors and dentists, probably lawyers.
We've read so many of these.
You're going to lose this. So who have you got left?
One of the things was that there was a specific length of time that the respective houses
they're barred from running.
To take the advice and do something with
retired folks who don't have any investment.
Either the Attorney General or take their own action. And that's the way it was. But if nothing was done within, I think it was
in the state of Alaska.
So many days.
I think, Senator Kelly, why don't you wait until you see the different provisions and keep that in mind as we go through them, which class of people would be excluded? But why don't you make that your special little thing?
Because that's something you have to keep in mind as you develop this law.
And we are. We truly are. You've missed a lot of meetings. A lot has gone into this. I mean, we're not just painting for the white brush.
I'm page two, if we could.
I'm missing page two.
There is no page two. This is rough.
Okay.
Potential is all through here. The AG needs to, we'll go through this, paragraph and paragraph, and speak up when something hits you that is not correct.
If the process of inquiry and advice, we say it is a conflict of interest, and our advice is, I think that's fine, or in the process of inquiry, the board will say.
Well, on line three, render advisory opinions and enforce the provisions of the law.
I think it's very confusing to say potential, because I don't really.
How are they?
You on page two?
Oh, no, you're up there.
Oh, you're up there.
Enforce the provisions of the law. How are they going to enforce the provisions of the law?
If Mike, you had a problem,
well, they can't just render advisory opinions.
You would go with that.
That's right. That's out.
I would render opinions.
Disposition of that, and they could say yes, this could be.
Well, but we've stated that it'll only be advisory in nature. Therefore,
it's used in a lot of places.
I would think the word advisory opinion has to be in there.
Commission that would solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah. But it's up to the AG to enforce it.
That's correct.
Before the commission and ask if you have a potential conflict.
I believe the way we first.
You go before the commission and ask if you have a conflict. You potentially have this question, and you know, and so you go to the commission and they tell you yes you do or no you don't.
Okay,
they don't tell you yes you have a potential
conflict. I don't have it in here.
They say yes you have a potential conflict of interest.
I mean,
so therefore you do it.
We've read
or
so many
no,
of these,
yeah,
and you've dropped out a few things.
So no,
but one of the things was that there was a specific
so.
Length of time
but I don't
that
think
the respective
you,
houses had
say,
to take the advice and do something with it.
Okay,
either refer
it
to the Attorney General or take their own action.
Well, why would
that's
you say that?
Well, because
they're asking whether you
nothing
have
was done.
And then they tell you.
Well, because we stressed earlier here, early this morning, which you mean then at a specific time, commission you thought that you might be dealing with that work public in the future, you would take it to the ethics commission and ask them, now, should this instance come up, I'm this.
I have a question about this word potential.
Would I have a conflict of interest?
Well, I don't believe that I would in the future, but that's why I think they're using the word potential.
It's either
why don't we ask Anna to clarify that?
Okay, potential is the word.
All potential, all agents. There is no member of the agency.
I agree with both.
If in the process of inquiry, if I was to say it is a conflict of interest, and our audience is,
we have a state, or we are one of 450 seller services that deal with agency loans, okay? Now,
but I don't,
am I in conflict of interest? Is that a potential conflict?
I don't really
know what that means. Obviously, the Attorney General's opinion says that you can have home loans.
Yeah, it was so that if Mike, you had a problem,
so I'm assuming the same rationale would
go
with mortgage
company.
You know, the same criteria exists for my interest in that. But I don't know that. And I'd like to get that straightened out. And whatever we do, I want to make sure that I can get an opinion somewhere that says that I either have so I can divest or resign my seat or whatever, or that I haven't so I can continue to go along and not worry about it.
I think you want to know, don't think before the commission don't want to ask me if you have a potential. You want to know, do I have or do I not? The commission don't want to ask if you have a conflict. You don't want them to come back and say, yes, you have a potential.
You
potentially have.
You
they
could
want
have
this question. So you go to the commission and they tell you, yes, you do or no, you don't. They don't tell you, yes, you have a potential.
Well, I can have a potential.
They say, yes, you have a potential.
I decide a conflict of interest. I'm going to apply
it
for you
to
loan.
Or no, you don't have a conflict of interest. So no, you don't have to do this or so.
Let's ask for the ruling on the word, because it is used all through here. It's everywhere. Representative Claussen would like to address the group. I don't know why, but he truly would like to address the group.
Well, because this time,
let's
take
a break. Representative Claussen.
Well, because we stressed early disclosure, which would mean if at a specific time you thought that you might be dealing with something.
Not directly relate to any of the conversations you have, if we are recording, Representative Don Claussen.
I
have not
would
been
I
in all
have
of your meetings, but I have kept close tabs.
You would have to do it. Would
do
I have a conflict of interest?
Well, I don't believe that I would in the future, but
according
that's why
according to those
I
reports, there is one issue
potential
that the committee is not.
Why don't we ask them to clarify that?
The
word potential all through here is, do you have any trouble with us asking AG? Is
that
there is no
issue
member
relates
of the
agency.
I agree with you. I'm in a situation where I'm a minority stockholder in mortgage.
Six.
The only connection we have with the state
you may recall
that
we
are
one
of
the 450
seller services that deal with
one
agency
of the reasons,
loans.
One of the,
now, am I in conflict of interest or is that a potential conflict? I'd have to get a ruling.
Not to state a proper cause of action.
Obviously, the Attorney General's opinion says that you can have home loans because the criteria is there. There's very little you can do. So I'm assuming the same rationale would go for the mortgage company. The same criteria exists for my interest in that. But I don't know that.
Legislators may
and
not
like
be
get
held
that
to
down
answer
and, but whatever we
any
do, I want to make sure that I can get an opinion somewhere that says that I either have so I can divest or resign my seat or whatever, or that I haven't so I can continue to go along
the
and not worry.
I see.
But you want to know two things.
That
you don't,
if
you want to know maybe.
The reason
you want to know, do I have or do I not have? You don't want to say, you don't want them to come back and say, yes, you have a potential conflict of interest.
You
there
could have a
no
potential conflict
of
interest of under the following circumstances.
During a legislative session, even if it violates the conflict
well, I can have
interest,
a potential conflict of interest.
May
if I decide
anyway whatsoever.
I'm going to apply for an illegal loan.
Now, there may be a couple of responses to that. First, we try to
let's ask for the
trial
ruling
court
on
opinion
the word, because it is used all through here. It's
knowing
everywhere.
From the
Representative Claussen would like
Supreme
to address
court decisions,
the
we will not
I don't know why, but he truly would like to address
the
group. So at this time,
session.
Let's take a break and have Representative Claussen. Please come up.
You haven't heard of me in that question.
I got to face
it. Thank you. I really appreciate you taking it. Secondly, there is the argument that directly applies to any of the conversations
you have, and in fact, that is not what Representative Don Fox said. A legislator may not be held to answer for any other.
I have not been at all of your meetings, but I have kept close legislation by
that directly relates to people who are
the commission
here
has the power to issue subpoenas.
According to those reports, there is one issue that is
he is not addressed to answer for the tribunal.
For the watershed activities during the legislative session,
from which everything else follows.
There's also a section of this statute that authorizes
that
the attorney
issue relates
to
the
legislative immunity section,
of the
some
Alaska
sort of constitution, cover money, section 6,
illegally obtained or
you
whatever.
You may recall that in the case
once the state of Alaska
arrived, bank would not apply
to a legislator.
One of the reasons that one of the alleged illegal activities,
constitutional provision,
is fairly broad
and
held, not to state a proper
in that
cause of action for criminal prosecution.
The answer to
because of
what
Article
we do about
section
that,
6,
the conclusion could be
Mr. can't do anything.
You
can't pass any kind of
prosecution
legislation
under
any criminal
law.
That provision says,
I think that's
the Alaska Constitution,
giving up to soon.
Legislators may not be held to answer before
the legislature
can
for
any statements made in the exercise of the
I've asked for a legal opinion
on this.
Why are
your legislature
not have it yet?
Is in session.
But the
that issue again was
the difficulty
raised in
the I see
case.
There were two defenses.
If you
state
said,
reasoning,
well,
the trial judge
immunity
was
waived
by Mr. Dankler,
attorney,
I
waived it
two ways.
He waived
it
first by going to the grand jury, which is not relevant.
No activity.
And secondly,
of a legislative,
it was waived because
of
the legislative session. Even if it violates
a conflict of
the immunity clause,
may be
by adopting
a conflict of interest
statute.
Because of the immunity.
Clearly and unequivocally.
Now,
there may be a couple of responses
all around
that country
said that
we try not to speak
the
area.
First, it's a trial court
so
opinion, and it's on a
precise legal question
that
we don't have the
knowing
answer
from
to
the
this
timing of Supreme Court decisions.
We will not have any decision
in that case
before the end
can
of this
the
legislative session.
Specific
time frame
weighs
that we
Article
2,
final
section
6,
question
within
a conflict of interest statute if it
says
it.
Secondly,
the court has ruled
there is
the argument that
that
only applies to criminal prosecution.
The issue is, can you do it by
and in fact, that is
saying,
not what it says.
There is an attorney
says,
general's
the
legislator
may not be
held
to answer.
That
says that the
immunity
is for
the
protect provision to this proposed
legislation
for
the
protection
direct
legislator,
and therefore
the commission
you may
has
not
a power
to
issue subpoenas.
If that is
the argument would be that
that
is
real
holding
from
someone to answer before a tribunal
cannot
for
activities
during a legislative session
may not be done.
There's also a section of this
I don't have
that authorizes the
attorney general
to bring action
extremely
concerned because
of this
some sort of
penalty
interpretation,
cover
money,
illegally
obtained,
or
whatever.
Those
sections,
once
again,
in
my opinion,
would not
apply
don't
to
we
a
have
legislator
the same
during
the
legislative session.
It
I
is
the
constitutional
provision
is
fairly
there
broad.
Is a similar
provision
that's
not the same,
and
in fact, there's
in
a discussion
opinion.
In a court case about why it's
the
different.
The answer
the
to
federal
the,
provision
what we do about that
for
any
the conclusion
could be
in
either
House.
Members of
Congress
shall
not
be
questioned
as to activity
in any
other
legislative
session.
It's
roughly
similar.
I think that's
giving up
a whole
body of
the
federal
court
there's
case
a possibility
true,
but it's somewhat
that
the legislature
can
waive
Congress, of course,
the immunity.
Written very
I've asked for a legal opinion
on
this.
On
the earlier, I do not have it yet.
That
issue, again, was raised in the Dankler case.
There
were two defenses.
The
state said, well, the immunity was waived by Mr.
Dankler.
He waived it two ways. He waived it first by going to a grand jury. Not
they responded by setting
and secondly, it was waived because there was a conflict of interest statute. The legislature must have intended to waive the immunity clause by adopting a conflict of interest statute. The court clearly and unequivocally, based on statutes all around the country, said that is not adequate waiver.
The,
so the precise legal question
that
I don't have the answer
to,
and I would
a longer
discussion needs the answer to
roughly
what
the judge says
any legislation is. Can the legislature,
specific
federal law,
waive
Article 2,
narrow
the 6 within a conflict of interest statute if it says it?
Conflict.
The court has ruled you can't do it by implication.
There is no
the issue is, can you do it by specifically saying there is an attorney general's opinion of a number of years ago that says that the immunity is for the protection of the people and not for the protection of the legislator, and therefore you may not waive it. If that is correct, we are in real trouble, Madam Chair, because in that case you cannot punish for activity during the legislative session. I don't have the
answer
raising the question. I'm extremely concerned because of this opinion and the interpretation of the Constitution.
that might be under the worst.
Maybe spinning our wheels a little bit.
This is probably still worthwhile, because at least theoretically, we're.
Don't we have essentially the same provision in the federal constitution?
And under any circumstances.
It is.
Cover.
There is a similar provision, it's not the same, and in fact, there's a discussion at the court case about why it's different.
Two-thirds of the violations.
The federal provision is for any speech or debate in either house, members of Congress shall not be questioned in any other place. Roughly similar, but.
Or something like that.
It's probably make the federal court cases that interpret it somewhat different.
Six or seven.
Wondering how that says in the Congress, of course, has written various.
The bar is. Well, that doesn't, it doesn't solve the problem.
Not if they do, they review during.
Yeah, and well, yeah, that's right.
And then maybe that's a threshold question.
If you're going to conspire to beat this system, that's the way you do it, yeah.
And I agree with you, that certainly there's a need for legislation, even if we can't cover the legislative session. But there's a way we can cover actually during the legislative session.
You ought to do it to a stage, and I don't know. The other half of what I was going to say, too, though, is even when you're in session, exposure, public exposure of the system.
Somehow they must have faced up to the same problem.
Including that sort of contact, particularly if the person wants to be reelected, for example.
I hate to try to shorten a longer discussion of this opinion, roughly what the judge says in this case.
Do anything else other than just make the record public.
Basically, the federal law has.
You might not be able to hold a person.
Narrowed the constitutional provisions to basically.
Present all the evidence that's available, even in the absence of the person, in a public way.
There is no such body of law. That's an interesting question, whether or not you could subpoena information other than the subpoenaing of the legislator himself or herself, and limit it to the constitutional provision. This decision expands it because of the different wording in the federal and the state constitution.
Now, Chair, I might make sort of a statement that's really a question. I see what you're getting at.
I believe that the original writers of the Constitution were trying to protect the legislators while they were in session from having outside pressures such as having a poor answer. And I think that when we have 100 years of court cases, that ours will also be held, but we can only wait, and like you said,
probably two-thirds of the violations.
That's something we need to think about.
You want to call
but
them
I have no problem in order to ensure that happening, that or to ensure that we have ethics legislation, that if necessary, this committee,
like
there's no other way, actually recommend a change to the Constitution to actually narrow that. To further define and let the people know.
It doesn't solve
the problem. Not if they do, they're immune. But I don't.
That's right. I mean, it's.
And the threshold question.
If you're going to conspire to beat this system, that's the way you do it.
Right.
Separation of powers.
I agree with you. Certainly, there's a need for legislation, even if we can't cover the legislative session. But if there's a way we can cover activities during the legislative session, you ought to do it.
Persecuted by the executive.
The other half of what I was going to say, too, though, is even when you're in session,
originally stem exposure, and that's be very
public
careful
exposure
about
of the situation.
About jumping in on an immunity question until we understand all the ramifications of the separation of powers must be reelected.
Separate but let me
and so I think it's worthwhile.
I agree with that. That's probably
even
the
session, original even if we can't do anything
back
else,
our constitution is much broader
record
by saying I may not be held to answer.
You might not be able to hold a person for it,
it's not just
but you can present all the evidence that's available. Even in the absence of that person, in a public way.
I don't have an answer, I just raised the question. That's an interesting question, whether or not you could try to subpoena information other than the subpoenaing of the legislator himself or herself.
No other questions, we're back to page two.
I believe that the original writers of the Constitution.
All right, why don't we do this? What we need to do is we'll meet again on Monday at noon.
Outside
we need to come to grips with the scope. And if
I think that when we have 100 years
just
of
the legislation,
that ours will also be held, but we can only wait, and like I said,
just that. And if that's
something
we need to
think
about, committee wishes
but
to do,
I have no problem. In order
no
to ensure that happening, that or
if
to ensure that we have
recognize
ethics legislation,
not
if necessary, this committee, there's no other way, actually recommend a change to the Constitution to actually
not going
narrow
to
that.
look at this and let the piece together, cut and paste it.
So, you know, it's definitely something you need to keep in mind.
And look at the provisions, you're right, don't sign it. Look at the conflict of interest provisions. Look at the part about the gifts. Look at the part about the state loans, because we try to incorporate the language that we've been developing here in the committee. And come on Monday with specific areas of change, specific objections to
persecuted by the executive.
There is no page eight, and, but it talks about, like, the gifts, the lawyer part. I wasn't quite exactly sure what we decided the lawyers could or could not do in representing cases before commissions and quasi-judicial bodies. Remember that discussion. So look at that section.
I agree with that, that's probably the origin.
And then there's a section here under action on conflict of interest. What happens when a conflict of interest is determined? I do not have in there that the advisory opinion goes to either House or the legislature, and they have so many. I missed that meeting, and I do not have that. So you might want to write that section in here. And then the final decision on Monday is to be whether it's just going to be the legislature or whether, no other questions, we're back to page two, the Ethics Commission.
I don't know if we should narrow to the legislature, rather we should include elected public officials, both municipal and state.
I think this bill does that.
This bill does. But the big objection.
Elected public officials, not legislature.
Very, very short.
What this bill does is everyone who right now has to disclose to AFOP news included. It's that group of people. So it's commissioners, it's the mayors, but it's not the chairman of Parks and Rec. Just not those folks. It's not various directors that do just those.
About 35 state commissioners.
All the committee wishes.
Many people that also have support.
That's right. It is state commissioners. It is like the royalty board. If we do that, recognize that we're not fulfilling the complete mandate of the attorney. Which I think we should know and be aware of upfront that we are not going to do.
Their work and elected public officials are in different staff.
Piece together, cut and paste it.
When I said commissioner, I didn't mean.
And look at the provisions, your home assignments, look at the conflict of interest, state boards, look at the part about the gifts. Look at the part about the state loans, because we try to incorporate the language that we've been developing here in the committee.
But he's covered under.
And come on Monday with specific areas of change, specific objections to specific language. There is no page eight.
Standard between those that are not expected to make a living.
The lawyer part. I wasn't quite exactly sure what we decided whether it was good or not.
Madam Chairman, we have not decided that. I think we've heard Senator Kelly say that many times, but we have not.
So look at that section. And then there's a section here under action on conflict of interest. What happens? The other, and if that's the case, then that's fine. I do not have in there that either advisory, we need to make those decisions as. We want to have our timeframe by next Friday. A bill is introduced or the final draft is done by next Friday. If we don't, on Monday, we won't make our timeframe. It's just what my legislature says, whether it's going to be, I don't believe, a concurrent resolution.
If that's the case, Madam Chair, I don't know if we should narrow to the legislature, rather we should elect public officials.
I don't think I want to.
Are you getting adjourned? I think this bill does that.
This bill does that. But the big objection.
So we're talking about elected public officials, not legislators.
What this bill does is everyone who right now has to disclose to AFOP is included. It's that group of people. So it's commissioners, it's the mayors, but it's not the chairman of Parks and Rec. It's not those folks. It's not various directors in state government. It's just those people.
There's about 35 state commissioners.
That's right.
And committee people that also have to report to people.
That's right. It is state commissioners. It is like the royalty board. It is the lands people.
But once again, state commissioners are full-time jobs, making a large salary that's supposed to compensate them for their work, and elected public officials are in different status.
Okay, but the governor, where would the governor be?
When I said commissioner, I didn't mean department commissioners. I meant people that are on a board or a commission.
State boards, the school board people are part-time.
And it even gets worse, because the mayor of Anchorage, I think, is an elected public official who's paid full-time, so it gets somewhat.
But he's covered under AFOP, so it's easy.
But it's not, because I thought that we decided that there should be a separate standard between those that are not expected to make a living through the elected public process and those that are making a living in the public process.
It depends on how much you're getting paid, really.
Madam Chairman, we have not decided that. I think we've heard Senator Kelly say that many times, but we have not agreed to that.
That's correct. We have not.
I bet you the legislature agrees to that before we go.
The other, and if that's the case, then that's fine. That's fine with me. But we need to make those decisions, and we want to have, our timeframe is by next Friday, a bill is introduced, or the final draft is done by next Friday. If we don't, we won't make our timeframe. And I don't care what my learned senator says, we aren't going to get an extension. I don't believe in concurrent resolutions anymore.
If that's the case, Madam Chair, perhaps you should go down and visit with Senator Ray.
I don't think I want to. How far are you getting adjourned?